The annual NAACP National Convention in Philadelphia is heating up, as WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
A standing room only session at the convention featured members of Congress from all over the nation. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey called for African Americans to collaborate with gays and lesbians who just won the right to marry.
To me, as an African American, knowing that my rights were fought for and I stand on the shoulders of giants, I know that some of those giants were straight, some of them were gay. And if we are going to be strong as a movement, we need to make sure that when we talk about civil rights, it's an inclusive way. And my hope is that we can correct this persistent injustice in our nation.
Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas pushed an agenda to help young African Americans leaving prison succeed and avoid landing back behind bars.
When you go back to your district, don't let the U.S. attorney be hidden, lost in trees. Make an appointment, take 20 people, and talk about a system that is rehabilitative and not punitive and not humiliating. That what is happening in the criminal justice system. They want to punish, they want to humiliate you. That does not get anybody on the straight and narrow path.
NAACP President Cornell Brooks says the civil rights organization will march from Selma, Alabama to Washington, D.C. beginning August 1st, and members will do what they need to be heard.
As we march through five states, organize around the country under the banner Our Lives, Our Votes, Our Jobs, and Our Schools Matter. There may come a moment where gangster behavior is called for nonviolently.
President Obama addresses the group tomorrow. Delegates say they want him to talk about everything from voting rights to reparations for slavery. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.